Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, now that we got Tropical Storm Friday morning over with.
Oh, my gosh.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Man, that was a surprise this morning. I woke up this morning and it was like unbelievable. Just the whirlwind and the rain and the wind, and then driving to work through canals. Like everything had just become a canal this morning.
Yeah, it was way worse than I thought it was. Leaving the apartment, it wasn't so bad, but once I got on the interstate, I-275 northbound, oh my gosh, I couldn't see at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not like I'm new here. I've driven in the rain before, but this morning I could not see anything.
Yeah, it was just one of those like just unsuspected things. Like I remember just like being in my house walking around and just hearing like, and I was like, what is going on? What is that? Rain. Yeah. Here's the good news, bad news. Rain's moving out. Bad news, humidity's rolling in. So,
no.
April.
But my hair's not ready.
It's April. What do you want to do? It's April. But sunshiny weekend, just really, really warm. So this is cool, though. A couple more weeks of this. The golf, man, is going to be nice and warm.
Yeah.
And water's going to be nice and warm. Pools will start heating up. Outdoor beers. And kids will be outside 24/7.
Summer will begin.
It'll be a lot of fun. So get ready for that. All right. So we got Tropical Storm Friday morning moving out. It wasn't really a tropical storm, but it sounded like it. Felt like it for a minute. And then moving in today, it's Happy Brooks and Dunn Friday.
Good like, day for Brooks and Dunn.
Well, and us too. Like, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, we are dying for some new music.
Well, remember when they released Brand New Man with Luke Combs? This was like, what was this, like maybe 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, Kevin? Somewhere in there? It was a while ago. And
it may have even been like a couple months ago. A while ago.
Yeah.
We were so excited. We played the hell out of that song like all week.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, an album's coming, but it's not till April 5th. We're like, April 5th? That's too far away.
Yeah, it was a tease.
April 5th showed up. It's here today. So the music is out, and we're going to be joined by Brooks and Dunn this morning. Oh, man, I'm excited. Less than an hour away.
Legends on the show.
This is great. So Brooks and Dunn will be here at 7, and then we're also talking to this morning John Party, because they're on the new album with Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
Brothers Osborne, they'll be hanging out with us this morning. The lead singer of Midland, his name's Mark. Melanie thinks he's hot.
It's not that I think he's hot. It's a fact. He is hot.
He used to
be a model. He's hot.
It's been confirmed by Wikipedia. He's a fact.
Let me just check. Yep, he's hot.
Oh, hot. All right. So we'll be joined by all those people this morning. It's really going to be just a lot of fun. So we're excited about this. We've already heard a little bit of the music.
So good. So different than just current country music.
Yes. Yes.
It's just such a refreshing sound. I mean, I love, obviously.
It's a convergence.
Yeah.
Like, because you get these newer artists like the Thomas Rhett's and everybody and John Party's. And then you get Brooks and Dunn and you put it together. I just don't think this could have come out any better. I mean, from what I've heard, I just don't think it could have come out any better.
So good.
Wow. All right. So Brooks and Dunn at 7 a.m. this morning, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, as the countdown continues towards Brooks and Dunn joining us, 7 a.m. this morning, 99.5 QYK. Oh, man, it's just going to be great. New album came out today, Reboot. It's them. It's a bunch of current country superstars. I mean, Thomas Rhett, John Party. We could go on and on. Luke Combs, just on and on and on and on.
Dane Brown.
Oh, my gosh. It won't stop. But they're going to join us in just about 45 minutes from now to talk about this new project that came out today. And we're going to play you some of the new music all morning from Brooks and Dunn, Reboot. But on the way next, we need your help to name a dog. We need your dog naming skills.
Yes.
For some of the local 5-0 here in the Tampa Bay area. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Jordan Davis, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. So the countdown continues for Brooks and Dunn. They're about 40 minutes away. Brooks and Dunn will join us to talk about their new music, Reboot.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm just going to talk about that every single segment until we actually talk to them. That's how excited I am about this.
I mean, it's a big freaking deal.
Mary Brooks and Dunn, Miss. It's Brooks and Dunn-mas today.
Yes.
real quick, though, the Bradenton police need our help. They've got a new canine recruit, and she needs a name.
And she is adorable.
Oh, man. These canine dogs, it's so crazy because, you know, obviously they get trained to just you know, to uphold the law. Like, they're officers. They're real officers.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Absolutely, yeah.
But then you see them when they're puppies, and you're like, aw.
I know. It's so funny to think that they're so badass, though. You know what I mean? You look at them, like you said, it's, aw, and look at the little wrinkly face. But in the future, this dog is going to bust some people who are carrying drugs. Yeah. He's going to attack some people who are coming after officers.
We were at a concert last year, and we were sitting there. Actually, it was Brothers Osborne. And I forget who they opened up for because they were so good. But we were hanging out with them. And, you know, they have so many of the police officers there from the Hillsborough Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Well, so they had the canine guys there. And the canines were hanging out. And the dog was hanging out the window. And he's like, he was nudging me with his nose.
They're still dogs at the end of the day. It's so cute.
No, I know. But I didn't know what to do, right? And I'm just like, oh, man. And the officer is like, you can pet him. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I mean, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just a person sitting by the car. He's like, he just wants to be your friend. I was like, okay. So I'm like, I'm doing like the touch and go on the top of the head. And he's like, no, you can like pet him. Like, do you have a dog? And I was like, yeah. He's like, do you like dogs? He's like, I love dogs. He's like, well, pet him like it's yours and you love him. And I was like, okay. Then I was like, oh. And then the dog was like,
because
like,
he is an officer.
I know, but he's a dog too.
I know.
So the officer's like, he's a dog. You're a person. He likes you, so like him back.
Which is a good thing.
No, I know. I was like,
because they're only after bad
guys. I know, but he's like, you're not a bad guy, and I didn't tell him you're a bad guy. Yeah. Therefore, he wants to be your boy. And I was like,
totally,
oh, God.
That's awesome. That's great. I would have had the same reaction.
I know, but you don't.
Can I touch him? Just like the police force.
He's wearing a bulletproof vest. The dog is. I'm just like, I didn't really know like how to do it. It was my first experience like in the, but the officer's so cool. He's like, do you like dogs? I was like, yeah. Like,
you know. As long as you don't start petting the officer, you're no, good.
That would be a problem.
I'm going to do that. Next time I am going to do that, just to see what the dog does.
No, your hand will be gone. Let's not try that.
All right, so they need a name for this sweet little puppy, which the name shouldn't be sweet little puppy. And I know we posted this on our Facebook page yesterday.
Yeah, you can go see the picture. She looks like a little beagle.
Mm-hmm.
So picture a beagle, and you can go on to their Twitter. It's the @BradentonPolice. And you can also let us know, too. We can tag them and let us know a name, what you think for this little pooch. We put it up on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so I say it's on the Facebook page. So if you want to check it out, maybe you, I know a lot of other people are coming up with ideas. Real quick, do you have any ideas what you would name her as a police dog, just her looks? She's got a great picture. She's standing next to her badge and then the American flag. What would you?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I don't know. That's so much pressure. I don't know off the top of my head.
What do you think, Kevin?
Listen, I don't know. It's got to be maybe like a superhero name, maybe off Wonder Woman or something like that. You know,
okay.
Who knows? I don't know.
I'm going to go, you know, girl names for guys are cool now, mm-hmm. right?
Like, well, two of your daughters have
right, Charlie
names
and Austin.
That could go either way. Yeah.
So people think I have five boys, but there's two girls in there because Charlie and Austin. So I would name her Brady because it's Bradenton. So I would go Brady.
Oh.
And I think Brady's kind of a cute name for a girl.
I like that.
So I'm going to go with Brady. That's my vote.
I do like that. I looked up a list of female superheroes. I don't know that any of these are going to work. This is why we need the public's help. Storm, Supergirl, Black mm-hmm. Widow.
Oh, yeah.
Batgirl. She-Hulk. Okay.
She-Hulk.
And Kitty Pride. Yeah, we're going to need help.
Kitty Pride.
Kitty Pride. I looked up the
list. What superhero movie was that?
You don't want to know.
Kitty Pride. Yeah. Or maybe I do. I don't know.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, Deep Fried Nationals next.
Yes.
A little sneak peek of the ACMs and some predictions.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We'll do this next right after ZBB on QIK.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QIK.
Superstars of country music starting to descend upon Las Vegas for the ACMs this Sunday night. I've been watching all this on Instagram. It's funny because the country music stars, they're like everyone else when they go to Vegas. They start taking pictures of hotels and food and pools.
Oh, yeah. Everyone starts gambling. The only difference is that when they go, their own faces are on slot machines because Blake Shelton has his own slot machine out there.
Really does. One day, because, you know, I lived in Vegas, and one day I won a bunch of money on the Britney Spears slot machine.
No.
Stop.
Swear to God.
Don't even.
The Red Rocks Casino, I'll never forget.
The Britney Spears?
I hit it for like, I don't know, it was like few hundred bucks, and it started going, hit me baby one more time. And I was
no,
like, yes, I swear.
No.
Swear.
What a great story.
No video, and even if there was, I would have destroyed it.
Yeah.
All right, so ACM's Entertainer of the Year. This I think is the toughest category to pick. Real quick, I'll just roll through them. So it's Aldean, it's Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, Melanie. Who's your pick for the
Jason
winner?
Jason Aldean.
Kevin.
I'll say Aldean as well.
Ah, you're both wrong. It's going to be Luke Bryan. He had a huge, huge tour this year, and he continues to put out a ton of music. All right.
You like how I love that you're so matter-of-fact. You're like, you're both wrong.
Did you like
it hasn't happened
did
yet.
Did you like how I judge jury and execution?
Yeah,
like
that?
Yeah. Right,
let's move on to female.
Are we putting money on this?
On the Britney Spears slot machine, absolutely.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Female artist of the year. It was better when she sang it.
I would have.
You know what?
Because Britney also paid me when she sung it.
Oh, baby, baby.
All right, female. Miranda, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, or Carrie Underwood. What do you think?
Kacey Musgraves.
Kevin.
I agree. She's hot off the Grammy win, so she's the hot pick.
Yep.
She is, but nobody saw Ashley McBride coming, so get ready for that win on Sunday
really?
Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Male artist of the year, Dierks, Luke, Thomas, Chris Stapleton, or Keith Urban?
Stapleton.
Maybe Dierks?
It's going to be undeniable to keep Luke Combs out of this, who's had the number one song now for 4 weeks in a row. He's had nothing but number one songs. Everybody loves him. He started out looking like a trucker. He still looks like a trucker. He's amazing.
Wait a second. I thought you said Luke Bryan.
No, Luke Combs.
No, Luke Combs.
Okay, I changed my answer.
Right after I argued my case. Oh, no, I meant Luke.
Won an ACM. He won new artist.
Right.
So that's what makes me think he's not going to win this. That's why I think it's going to be Stapleton.
He'll win everything he's nominated for this year.
He might be, because Stapleton did a few years ago.
Yeah, I know. And Stapleton didn't really have the big radio songs that Luke Combs did when he won it.
I'm still going Luke Combs.
I'm still going Stapleton.
All right, there it is, ACM Sunday night. Get ready to place your bets right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
There's Thomas Rhett. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, let's start the countdown. We're about 5 minutes away from Brooks and Dunn joining us this morning. This is just awesome.
Yes.
Really lucky with what we get to do in our business and talk to these people, get real close to these people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get to drink with these people. It's a lot of great experiences. But this will be top three for me. This will be up there talking to Brooks and Dunn.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. This is the first song I ever learned a line dance to was Boots Scootin', not this song, but Boots Scootin' Boogie.
Yeah. It's just going to be cool. That's on the reboot album too, Boots Scootin' Boogie, obviously. So just to talk to legends. I mean, these are actual legends of not just country music, but I just think this the country lifestyle, you know, because these are legit, authentic guys. What you hear is what you get.
Totally.
They live how they talk, you know?
Their songs were so big, too, that when you hear them, it puts you back to where you were at the time. You know what I mean? So you remember, I was so little. I was with my parents. We were at the fair. Or with you, I don't know how old you were with certain songs. But doesn't it take you back when you hear them?
Totally. And the reboot is out. It came out, obviously, at midnight. So it's out. And we're going to be talking to them in just a few minutes, Brooks and Dunn. And then later this morning, John Party, talk to the brothers Osborne. They're all on it. I mean, just a bunch of people going to join us who are on the new reboot album. It's 99.5 QIK and Luke Bryan.
They're on the air. All right. What up?
Brooks and Dunn.
Did we wake you guys up to hang up on us?
I was going to say, like, so now that the alarms are going off, you're all doing this thing, are you guys like, yeah, this is why we haven't done an album in a minute?
Can I sleep in?
Yeah. Daylight saving time is killing us. We'd get a record cut if they'd leave a time alarm.
Oh, this is great. Kicks and Ronnie, man. So good to have you. I know you guys have been doing this forever, but I tell you, man, that morning we came in and we got that music. It was you guys. It was Luke Combs. I just cannot tell you the feeling we got.
Well, we should be telling you thank you.
No kidding. That makes us feel good to hear that. That's no bull.
You know, if it lives that long and still getting somebody to listen to it, it's all good.
Like, how did it all come together? I mean, what was it, a phone call? Was it a text? Was it a meeting? I mean, how did this all happen?
I think it was a lot of phone calls that we were not even privy to. I'll give Luke Combs, honestly, most credit. He was wearing some Brooks and Dunn hats and shirts, which made us feel good. And then he posted a brand new man with a couple of his buddies banging on acoustic guitars online, and it kind of took off. And our manager actually had lunch with his manager, and he said, "Man, you ought to do an album of this stuff." And he was talking to Ronnie and I about it. I said, I don't know if there's a whole album's worth of, you know, acts that are rocking it right now that want to do that. And he came back a couple of weeks later. He goes, you ain't going to believe this. And he said, they all want to do it.
Of course they do.
Yeah, so it was really flattering, exciting. And then it was, let's jump in the studio and see what's going to happen. And we started winging it. And I think both of us really got some wind in our sails, even that first day going, man, I think this is going
to
work.
Yeah, I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
So now that you've cut all the tracks and you have the originals versus the reboots, are there any that you rebooted that you go, you know what, we kind of are liking this a little more than the original?
Oh, yeah.
Is there one in particular?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
But specifically live, we're doing the Brothers Osborne version of Hard Working Man now.
Yeah.
It's just got that extended jam and at the end, instrumental, and then the drone chord at the front. But, yeah, a lot of them.
Any artist you went in with and you're like, huh, this could be interesting. I don't know how this is going to go. Like, any artist you were like, I have no idea how this will turn out, and then at the end of it, you're like, damn, that was something.
Well, the whole spirit of the entire project was that way. But Kane Brown was unique in that he walked in and said he wanted to do Believe. When that total curveball, and thinking, really? So he comes in the studio, and we don't, you know, we do a little bit of small talk. He's a quiet, real shy guy, real shy. And we talk kind of what we want to do once we get in there, and heck. Yeah, so Kane was probably the biggest one. And when he opened his mouth to sing Believe, all of a sudden I heard a completely different version of Kane Brown. He's got real chops. He's got like a great singing voice.
Right.
Hanging out with Brooks and Dunn, reboot. The album is ready to go. I got to ask you guys, because, you know, you hear about it, but, you know, we Country Radio hasn't talked to you guys in a long time. And you just hear all about, wow.
Why is that?
Well, Ronnie, I don't know. I know that we don't have time to talk about that, but I'm happy we're talking about you today. But we're talking to you today. That's great. But the more that was
appreciate
great,
it.
Ronnie.
No, we're Ronnie, humbly we do.
Ronnie, that was great, by the way. Why is that? But what I'm saying is, we always hear, oh, country's pop. But I kind of like the saying, the more things change, the more things stay the same. So here you've got these artists that you hear all the time. Well, they're sort of pop, but then you bring back Brooks and Dunn. So kind of where does it stand with you guys, country music? Like, how would you articulate where it stands?
Good question.
Well, I think if, you know, you're in the business, to me, you know, for everybody that says that this is country's pop, then they're not listening to pop music because it's way the hell out there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And honestly, for everybody that says they want to hear a good country song, there's a lot of really good country songs on country radio, and you know, it's, we could go on forever, but it's all about influence. And back when Ronnie and I were doing it, I remember Buck Owens, you know, talking about getting booed off the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for playing a Telecaster, you know, and now that's considered completely traditional wave throwback. So
another twist to that for us was Merle Haggard came into the studio when we were cutting Hard Working Man, and I was embarrassed that we weren't cutting what I called a country song.
Well, Ronnie, that's interesting because, yeah, well, you guys came along and you're doing these thumping songs. And wasn't there kind of back then like, oh, look at these Brooks and Dunn guys with their pop music? I mean, wasn't that kind of a theme at some point with some of the media?
Well, I don't know if they knew what to call us at the time. We rocked a little harder. You know, our fantasy was always to be a cross between the Rolling Stones and Merle Haggard. I don't know that we ever achieved that, but. It's all cyclical. Everything, yeah, you know, it all comes around, goes around.
I remember when I first got to town in like 1980, and like Dolly and Kenny had Islands in the Stream, and everybody on Music Row going, man, this is so pop. And same with when Garth cut Shameless, it was like, what are we doing? This is pop music. It's that's been going on since Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline, I think, were cutting pop music.
You know? Man, well, it's so honored we're getting the tone of death there. That means that we got to be quiet. All right.
My eyes just crossed.
we need to turn down the tone of death.
Real quick, though, Brooks, and before I let y'all go, can you still party like you guys used to? I mean, the album gets done. Did you go out and celebrate? Did you turn it up to 10? What'd you do?
Hey, we're drunk right now.
I love it. I love
it. Things never change.
There you go. Listen, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
What can we say other than thank you for doing this? It means a lot to the country music community, and we just want to say thank you, guys.
Hey, you make us feel good. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Say just what an honor to talk to Brooks and Dunn a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, we can go ahead and check that off the bucket
man,
list.
Man, I hope y'all listen and feel that way too. Just such an honor to talk to those guys. And their new album Reboot came out today. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we promise you, we've really been working on this for a couple of weeks. And big props to Kevin, who's been in touch with all of these record labels and singers and everything.
Kevin's got some pull, man.
Kevin does. And to organize these guys to come onto the show this morning, because listen, it's early, right? And if you think it's early here, it's 7:18. Nashville's an hour behind us. And on top of that, a couple of these guys are in Vegas for the ACMs already. So
yeah. This
is just wild. And here's the great part. We talked to Brooks and Dunn. That was amazing. And we played the song Brand New Man that they did with Luke Combs on the Reboot album. John Party is going to join us next. And he's on the Reboot album.
Yeah, and it dropped today.
So John Party, we will talk to him next and ask him what it was like to work on a project with Brooks and Dunn. And then we'll play you the song, John Party, Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is awesome. All right, John Party next, 99.5 QIK.
Hey, what's going on? It's John Party.
What up, John Party? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm good.
Let's talk about old school. Let's talk about Brooks and Dunn and you and Brooks and Dunn together on My Next Broken Heart. Dude, that is just, I mean, I'm insanely jealous of you. I mean, I don't sing and I can't sing and so whatever, but I'm just saying, like, that just had to be such a moment for you.
It was amazing. And we got to sing with Ronnie and Kix in the studio. And that was just like really cool. And we were kind of sat down before we did the song, recorded the song, and we talked about what we wanted to do. And I was like, I don't know. I like the way it sounds. And we sped it up like one click and added an extra guitar. And that was about it. But they did some fun stuff. But it was really cool. You know, that was one of my favorites. I wanted to do like an old school Brooks and Dunn, like really honky tonk song that you kind of hear on the jukebox. Stuff. They were really excited I chose that song, and so I was like,
So John, real quick, I know we gotta let you go, but real quick, were you surprised? Because I had talked to some people and they're like, oh, there's no way that the artists are getting together with Brooks and Dunn in the studio. It'll be like ghost recording. Were you shocked or was like, oh no, you all are actually in the studio together? Did that surprise you
a little bit? Yeah, I kept asking, you know, are they gonna be there? Like, is Ron
gonna be there?
You know, I'm not just going to go in there and, you know, sing a part. No, it's going to be a good job. But no, it was cool. Like, they're so cool. I went and saw them in Vegas when I played the NFR. And they were so great. And we went backstage and had some beers with them. And it was like, they're so cool. And they're so excited about this project. And it was, you know, after you see all the list of artists and the, you know, what Brooks and Dunn means to, like, a lot of these artists on this record, it's so cool to, like, just to be a part of that and just see, like, what great songs they had for just such a long time, too. And I like Ronnie's solo stuff, too. So, I mean, I'm just a big Ronnie and Kix fan.
There's John Party. Man, you're a great dude. Last year, man, we had you at one of our tailgates. It was right before, because you had opened for Luke Bryan, and we brought you out to tailgate party, and you got mobbed by about 500 people, and I don't know if that was uncomfortable for you or not, but we had a blast watching it and drinking beers, and you're just a great dude, man.
That was fun. Those people were cool.
That was a hell of a party.
I'm sure they have a good time. I'll be mobbed with when people are there, they have a good time all the time. That's great. That's a good time.
There you go, man. All right, listen.
I do remember that. It was fun.
Yeah, no, dude, we started. People still talk about that video. They're like, man, people just swarmed on John Party. And I was like, how the hell are we going to get John Party out of this madness? And it was like,
mayday, mayday. Yes. We got to get him out of here.
It was, man. But listen, John, thanks for taking a couple minutes. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'll see you soon.
There you go, John Party. Have a great one, John.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Oh, man. John Party, Brooks and Dunn, My Next Broken Heart, 99.5 UIK.
Yeah.
It's Mark and Melanie. Man, this is just like, this is Christmas. This is great.
There's so much new music from Brooks and Dunn this morning.
Yeah, such a smart project, too, I think, because we love Brooks and Dunn. We love the music. And although it's been a long time, and I think just deciding to go after all of these other artists who have so much equity in country music right now,
right.
People know so well. And just to combine that all, just to have like new country and old country converge, like that's just so cool.
That's what a lot of people have been messaging us this morning, that they love hearing them with their current favorite artists.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's just so cool. All these songs are way better than I thought they would be. Like I knew they would be great, but I'm just going like, I know this is new, but then you have that feeling. Like, what is that feeling? It's not deja vu. It's just...
Well, I think it's a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, that's a great word for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, you're just like, yeah, I don't know. It's just really good. They put in a lot of drums. That's what you and Kevin have been talking about, the drums.
Yeah, it's good. It just gives it a little more oomph to it. I love it.
Yeah. I'm not really like a music nerd. Like, I like music, but I'm not like, I would never talk about the drums or the guitars, you know? But this morning, I find myself talking about the drums.
Yes, you do.
And the guitars. Somebody texted it, and they said, hey, did you catch the way that John Party said bye to you guys? And I'm like, no. We went back and grabbed it. Here it was.
Bye.
Bye.
It was pretty fun. He kind of went Billy Goat on us at the end. And
bye.
Oh, I love John Party.
A little funny.
I love
it's
him.
It's so funny. We didn't catch that until at the end, though. John Party's absolutely great. And listen, to get John Party up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you have no idea what we had to go through for that. So,
someone just texted in from Tampa, and she said, relay the message to John Party that his Tampa fans are head over boots for him and can't wait to see him this summer.
Bye.
All right. There we go. Wait, he's got the message.
He's got it.
All right. On the way, the lead singer, Mark from Midland, will join us in just a few minutes. They're on the Brooks and Dunn reboot album, too. QIK.
Nice.
There's Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK.
Oh, gosh.
It's Mark and Melanie. Well, you grabbed your neck. I said, make sure you're okay. You've been, oh, my God.
Well, that song, I'm
Luke
not
Combs
over
makes
it yet.
You, makes you grab
it.
Yourself. Yeah,
I love Luke Combs. And I am voting for him. What?
No. Kevin was making faces behind you in the booth.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. I froze up.
I didn't know what else to say. She's
I'm
like, what?
I'm
like,
rooting for him at the ACMs this weekend. That's
I know
who
you
I
are.
Put my money on. So.
We are, too. Honestly, when it comes to Luke Combs, I just can't wait to play again. Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Brand New Man.
So
I'm looking for another excuse. Speaking of, Reboot came out. Brooks and Dunn joined. Interesting.
That's the Reboot.
They joined us at 7, about a half hour ago. Great guys. We had a lot of fun talking with them about this project. Next, Mark, who is the lead singer of Midland, will join us. They, Midland, are also on the Brooks and Dunn reboot album, which came out today. And they do maybe the most well-known Brooks and Dunn song ever, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Probably most well-known?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably most well-known, yeah.
But don't you think this is the one that sounds the most different?
Probably. At least the ones we've played so far.
Out of all the reboots, this one sounds very different than the original.
So we will talk to Mark next from Midland. He's the lead singer of Midland. Melanie will tell you that, you know, he's a model. He's an actor. He's extremely good looking.
He used to be a model. Yeah, he is not bad to look at.
Aren't you always a model? Like, I feel like if you're good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, sorry. So he's a model and he's the lead singer of Midland.
Yeah.
They were on the Brooks and Dunn project. We'll talk to him next and then we'll play you the new Brooks and Dunn with Midland, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie. That's next, 99.5 QIK.
Watching cigarettes burn out.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, buddy, welcome. Hey, appreciate you taking a few minutes and calling us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it. No worries.
So, obviously, we're celebrating the release of Reboot from Brooks and Dunn. What's it like for you, the lead singer of Midland, to get that call, and it's like, you guys are going to reboot a track with Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah, totally surreal. Brooks and Dunn reached out to us a few months back and asked us if we'd like to record a song with them. And
you know, we were kind of asking what songs were available, and we figured that, you know, there would be like kind of nothing left. And we saw that Boots, Scootin' Boogie was available, and we wrote back to him immediately and said, we'd love to do Boots, Scootin' Boogie. It's just a kind of a ball to the wall, you know, 4/4 honky tonk to the floor, honky tonk rock and roll song. And it's right up our alleyway. When we went in there, we didn't really know what to expect. We've hung out with Kix individually. We've hung out with Ronnie a little bit, like at award shows or on interviews and stuff like that. But when we walked into the studio, it's kind of like they just felt like they were either we're part of their band and they're part of our band. We're really cut from the same kind of cloth and really kind of had similar experiences when it comes to our musical influences and how we kind of got started and playing in bars and stuff like that. It couldn't have been cooler. They couldn't have been funnier. They were playing jokes on us, and they played a prank on us when we walked into the studio, which is pretty funny. And, you know, but still, as cool as they were, at one point I'm sitting in the vocal booth, and the band's out there, you know, Jeff and Cam were out there rocking with the band, and I'm singing a duet with Ronnie Dunn. And I'm looking into the engineer booth, and Kix is in there, like, you know, listening and watching. And I grew up on their music. So that was, you know, really surreal. There's these moments that where you kind of take a step back and you go, holy cow, this is like really happening. You know, I was just reminiscing with the guys at our music video shoot a couple days ago. And I was saying, this is crazy, man. Like we were playing honky tonks, you know, 3 years ago without a record deal. And here we are now. So it's not lost in us, and we're just really humble and thankful that this is what we get to call our job, you know, except for when you guys make me wake up at 7:30.
Mark, we apologize for that, but I will say we are grateful for your time, man. We appreciate it. Congrats on all the success, and keep making music, brother. We appreciate it.
Mark and Melanie, thank you guys so much, and to all the good listeners, all of our fans out there in Tampa. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate all of you guys supporting WQYK, you guys. Thank you so much.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Maggie and Amy are contestants this morning for this $50 Subway gift card. Maggie,
welcome.
You were the ninth caller, Maggie, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You have to name one thing in that category. Then, Amy, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. Then, Maggie, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. We go back and forth until somebody runs out of a name in that category. Aight?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Maggie, in honor of Game of Thrones, they have a new cookie coming out.
Yeah, Oreo. They just teamed up with Game of Thrones, and they are making special Game of Thrones Oreos that are going to hit shelves on April 8th.
So, Maggie, your category is junk foods. Name junk foods. Go.
Oreos. Chip. Oh, my God.
No! Hey, Maggie! Three seconds went by.
Oh, my God. I think this might be a record.
That may be the quickest
one
name
thing.
Game ever. Amy, congratulations, although you should probably say thank you to Maggie.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Maggie.
Amy, you got You're that $50 welcome. Subway gift card. Y'all
Lunch
have
is
a,
on you.
Y'all have a great weekend, all right?
All right, thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5. QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
He's always watching, isn't he? Chase Rice. He's like, they say Santa's always watching. Chase Rice is also always watching with his eyes on you. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie.
You're the one who said that song is kind of stalkerish.
Well, of course.
And now, yeah, I'm just picturing him. He's in the booth and he's peeking around. He's staring at you.
I mean, the corner booth with his eyes on you.
I know.
It's just
no matter where you go, no matter what you do, he's got his eyes on you. Him and Santa Claus.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Chase already knows who's naughty or nice because he's got his eyes on you.
Yep.
Chase Rice, by the way, great guy. Like one of the guys of country music. Like Kevin and you've hung out with him probably more than I have. Chase Rice, the kind of guy, he'll just like when he comes to town, he's like, you want to just go like sit on the curb and have a beer? It's really? Like, is this a date? And he's like, I mean, no, not a date. Just like, let's just sit and have a beer together. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we did the last time he came in. Me, Scotty are the record rep, and Chase and his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still here.
I think they are. We went
to Brocato's.
Well, even if they're not, he's still watching her, so.
He does still have his eyes on her.
We just went to the Brocato's sandwich shop and just had lunch.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
That's how he is. He's just, it's.
Ooh, that's a good place. Now I'm hungry.
Right. But so that's Chase Rice. Eyes on you. Love the song. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to the Brothers Osborne. Of course, this is Brooks and Dunmiss, Mary Brooks and Dunmiss. Their new album, Reboot, came out today. We talked to Brooks and Dunn at 7 this morning, and then we talked to John Party. He's on the album.
Yep.
And then we talked to, I can't keep up with everybody, then we
Midland.
Talked to Mark, the lead singer of Midland.
Yep.
They're on the album doing Boots, Coot, and Boogie. We'll talk to the Brothers Osborne here in just about 5. Actually, they're telling us next. We'll talk to them next. We'll play Keith Urban, and then we'll talk to the Brothers Osborne and play their song, Hardworking Man.
Yeah, you guys are asking for it, so we're going to keep all the songs from Reboot coming. I mean, people on the text line are going crazy.
Dude, and we're loving you all communicating with us on the text line this morning at 800-992-1099, because it looks like, I mean, overwhelmingly, you're just loving this new Reboot album from Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, Sarah in Tampa, thanks for the text. My day is infinitely better now.
Wow, love that. Me too. These songs are way better than I ever thought they could, because I didn't think they really could get better, and they're so great. So, all right, we're going to talk to TJ from Brothers Osborne next, and then we'll play their Reboot with Brooks and Dunn right afterwards. All right, so Brooks and Dunn, TJ, one of the brothers, next on 99.5 QYK. Then we get to hear a new Reboot song. 99.5 QYK, let's do it.
If a one more call is the one more, what you doing right now is the one more trip to my side of town.
All right, the superstars continue this morning with Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. This is awesome. TJ from Brothers Osborne. You know, the brothers, man, they're on this new Brooks and Dunn Reboot album.
Yes, and that's how we got the interview. It was like, listen, we're going to talk Brooks and Dunn. And they were like, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, they're like, we'll wake up early, wait, for what? They're doing Hardworking Man with Brooks and Dunn. All right, so TJ, thanks for getting up with us, brother. You got to talk to us about what was it like when you get that call from Ronnie and Kix. They're like, you got to be on the new Brooks and Dunn album.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that we got to be a part of that project. I mean, it's I've been a fan of Brooks and Dunn since, God, my whole life, it seems like. And those guys have just an endless sea of big hits and awesome songs. And even the songs that weren't hits were really great songs. So it was a little challenging to figure out what song we wanted to do. There's so many great tunes. And you know, another thing that was really interesting with the project is that Ronnie and Kix wanted to change it. And they wanted to kind of do a new version of these songs. They've been playing them for so many years now. And they wanted to, every artist that joined the record, they wanted to kind of take on a flair from them. But on the other way, we were going on with the project wanting to do Brooks and Dunn stuff. So, you know, we love that song. We wanted it to be, you know, a real Brooks and Dunn, you know, all those guitars, all those guitar licks and everything, and have it feel like the original, because it's so awesome. But I think we turned out with a version that turned out really good. I know Ronnie and Kix really loved it, and I think they mentioned performing it at their shows, the new version at their shows. So, but I love it. I'm really proud of it.
TJ, out of all the songs that Brooks and Dunn have done, how did you guys decide Hardworking Man was the one you wanted to reboot?
One of the first things that attracted me to Hardworking Man is just that really cool opening guitar lick at the top of the song, and which we ended up changing entirely and kind of doing a new, kind of more minor feeling version of that. And I think it turned out really good. It's always hard to take something that you've known your whole life and kind of unwind it and re-record it. But there's a long list of songs that they sent out, and you'll start looking at them and you're like, wow, God, you kind of forget how many big hit songs they had. I mean, just one after the other.
It really is incredible. You look back at Brooks and Dunn and all the songs, and then today we get Reboot. It's like we're like growing up again with Brooks and Dunn. Like when you hear them again,
yeah, you start listening to them and you're like, okay, let's listen to the next one. You're like, oh man, this was a hit song too.
It's so true. It's like every time we play a new Reboot song, it's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
It's
so cool. Thank you, TJ. Brothers Osborne, go back to bed, brother. And here it is, the Brothers and Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah,
Hard Working Man, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.